So you know Death?
I mean, like, personally? Like, are we friends?
Yeah, the guy Death. You know, he's in a lot of movies. He was in Bill and Ted. He's even in the new Bill and Ted. He's in Scrooged. He's in a lot of movies. So, if you didn't know, Death has a sense of humor.
Okay.
When he takes certain people. So, I have the top 10 ways we can tell Death has a sense of humor. This is a great Christmas story.
Yes, very cheery. Thank you. Can't wait to see my family. Go.
All right, drummer Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a Wilson in the Beach Boys. How did he die?
Drummed himself to death.
He drowned. He was the
Beach Boy drowned.
He was the only surfer in the group, and he actually fell off his yacht trying to surf and drowned.
Oh, God, that's really awful.
People that ride bikes, motorcycles, they either have their anti-helmet or fore-helmet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I happen to be an anti-helmet guy. Everybody else is pro-helmet. Well, a helmet hater died. How do you think he died?
On his motorcycle without a helmet, or was he hit in the head with a helmet?
He fell off his bike, hit his head on the sidewalk, and died.
But if he had a helmet, he would have lived?
Yeah, he was a famous New York anti-helmet protester.
That's like all those anti-maskers who get COVID and die.
Anti-seatbelter. So there's people, like my mom is an anti-seatbelter. She hates seatbelts.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. She hates seatbelts. So how do you think this anti-seatbelter died?
Went through the windshield of a car?
Died in a car crash.
Yep.
Hit two passengers in another car. They were wearing seatbelts. They lived. He didn't.
Could have written that one myself.
Guy who discovered REM. Not the band, but the sleep.
Okay.
He's a researcher. He discovered rapid eye movement. He died asleep at the wheel of a car.
No.
Yeah. After dozing off.
That's crazy.
The 27-year-old guy who, the founder of the Ice Bucket Challenge, how did he die?
That guy died?
He died by drowning.
In a bucket of ice?
No, he was in a diving accident and was picked up the stream and carried away and died of drowning.
Whoa, I didn't even know that guy died. Shit.
Yeah. So an inmate was in jail. He was going to be executed by the chair. So he managed to get his sentence reduced from a death penalty to life in prison.
Uh-huh.
So then he was very, very happy. The next day he's sitting on his toilet, which are metal, and he had a pair of headphones connected to his TV, electrocuted, and died.
No, sitting too, the same way he would have died on the sea. Again, Final Destination, he was supposed to die.
See? Guy drowns at a lifeguard party.
No, all those lifeguards around?
No, all the lifeguards around. He was at a 200-person party when he fell over into the pool and drowned.
Did they fire all those lifeguards on the spot?
They should. Woman dies at her own funeral. A 49-year-old woman was declared dead of a heart attack, but then woke up at her funeral.
Oh, my God.
While her family was praying over the casket, the shock was so intense to her, it put her in cardiac arrest, and she re-died at the hospital a short time later.
Well, I guess that's not a bad thing, because they already had the funeral going. They just wheel her back in. Just continue the funeral, I guess.
She, and died again.
Yeah.
And the number one thing they say, George Michael, his heart gave out on Christmas. And last Christmas,
I gave you my heart.
Right. So he died of heart failure on Christmas.
On Christmas. Well, that's a very cheery Christmas tale. Thank you, Anthony.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.